going on.
Right, right. So what I was talking about is hyper-interactive classrooms. And hyper-interactive classrooms contain, most importantly, 20 or 30 learners who are professionally capable and interested in learning, interested in expanding themselves. Interactive video, probably an audio back channel, interactive chat, some way of doing links in a flow, an interactive whiteboard, and a wiki. And when you get learners surrounding a subject like that, what happens is an explosion of conversations. And I've never seen a classroom that's properly configured like that that can go longer than 45 minutes. What happens at the end of 45 minutes is people exhaust. Mm-hmm. Their mental capacity just folds. So what happens as the result of that is those learning units form very interesting social communities, and the learning propels down the social community until you get to the next class, and you get this thing that is, it's contagious. The ideas that are produced inside of it come from the minds of 20 people instead of the minds of individual people, and it's an explosive gateway for learning. So maybe that's the midpoint, because there is really interesting work going into multi-thousand person classrooms, but that stuff just hurts my head. down at the far end, social learning properly deployed is the most astonishing thing you've ever seen. Right? So if you want to get a sales force, what does a sales force need? It needs a product, it needs a wrap, and it needs to know what the competition is saying so that when the competition starts saying it, you can counter it and move on. And that means that the best thing that you can deliver to a sales force is 2 to 5 minute videos that are market intelligence that get cycled around the sales force based on the reputation of the person and the recommends that come on the back end of it. So you get, instead of a saturated learning inside of the workforce, you get spot adoption by the people who need the tool set. Mm-hmm. Right? And it doesn't take anything more than a smartphone in the hands of everybody in the organization to make that work. So the idea that the central component of a learning system is a hierarchical structure of knowledge is only part of the story. Right? And you can do that hierarchical structure in that first sort of classroom environment. When you get down to the place where the organization needs to adapt like that, it adapts like that on the backs of people in the organization going, all right, training's my responsibility. Training is a personal responsibility. Training department, screw that. The employees are responsible for training because we want our team to make its objectives and we get our bonus or whatever it is. And the way we do that is by harnessing the technology in our pockets, which is probably the last button here. The real revolution is that everybody comes to work with a Cray computer in their pockets now, and that the idea that the organization is under the control of management is bizarre. It's bizarre. People who walk into the organization have better technology in their pants than they have on their desks. Yep. Who's in charge? Yep. Right? And so what that suggests is that right now, management has stopped being a leadership function, and it's just one more organizational structure. Because management is about control. Control is really interesting, but it's not useful across the board any longer. It's great for building a railroad, but if the name of your organization, if the business of your organization is discovery, control and discovery are opposing forces, and you need to put control in its place, which is right next to operations and engineering, and not across the top. And that leaves a really interesting opening. What goes across the top? So the 21st century needs, right, the 20th century got management, that was really cool. What the 21st century gets, we're about to find out.
Any ideas?
No, but it's going to be fun. Sure. It involves feedback loops, but it involves feedback loops that are not uniformly applied. So it's custom feedback loops.
Okay.
Right, and it's real quantitative data that's immediately relevant to performance in some sort of long-range scheme.
Right. Okay.